Excuse me. Are you having an orgasm?
Yo, check one, check two. What up, what up, what up? Here we go. Yo, check it out. Once again, it's your main man, Cyber Shots, coming to you all the way live from Cyber One Production Studios. That's right. In other words, my spare room. Yo, what's up? What's going on? Yo, check it out. Today, we got a good show for you, so stick around. Social media, which app would you delete to relieve some stress? Or is it more than one app? Two, vlogging, live streaming, podcasting, YouTube, video chats. What's the difference? Or is there? Here we go. All right, here we go. Here we go. Yo, check this out. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but I have a lot of apps that I had to just sit down and go through and start deleting. That's right, because the time and energy that I was wasting, I could have been more productive during the course of my day. But I got caught up in the flip-flop. That's right. I got caught up in the, how can I say this? The shit shows of the internet. That's how I can say it. Oh, man. But seriously, though, I had to delete. Number one, I had to delete the stereo app. I most definitely had to do it. Don't get me wrong, you have a lot of good content on there, really. The thing is, it's more of a social media popularity show. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people on there chasing the check mark. Listen, if you don't have a check mark, you're not going to get one. It's that simple. Why are you chasing the check mark? The only thing that I can see that's good about stereo is the subscriptions. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you have 25 subscribers, hey, man, that's not bad. That's not bad. You can set your subscription rate for what? I think it's $6, $10, $15. Yeah, $15. Fuck out of here. What are you, Netflix or something? But anyway, though, hey, go for it, man. As long as you know your value and your worth, I'm not mad at you. Now, the thing is, about getting subscriptions on there, you know, you can do a fans only or only fans, not like the original one, but you can do it for your subscribers only. I think that's pretty cool. But other than that, man, it's more of a popularity contest. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to building a brand and taking care of business, this is not the app for me. You know what I'm saying? I supported a lot of people on there. You know what I'm saying? And I had a lot of tips that I was willing to give people for free. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's cool. Oh, I don't have time to listen to your show. What? Oh, okay. All right, then. That's what it is? That's what it is, then. Sheesh. Sitting up here listening to your show when I could be making these beats. Dropping orgasms on you. But nah, it's cool. Though. I listen to your show because I like them. But anyway, after I have deleted the stereo app, I realized that I freed up damn near, to be honest with you, 4 hours of time. 4 hours. Now, that's a lot of time that I was spending on there. Not because I was trying to chase the check mark or whatever. I was on there because I enjoyed the shows that are on there. And the thing that gets me, all of the energy and all of the time that you're putting into this app, do you realize you can make a 5-minute YouTube video? You know what I'm saying? That's if you don't want to step out of your avatar. Oops. Check one, check two. Oh, shit, man. Drop. A little rusty. It's all right, though. Here we go. Come on. check. All right, we back. I get it. The internet is a weird, crazy place sometimes. And I understand if you want to keep your identity, to yourself, you know what I mean? I mean, there are some people that I follow, I have never seen what they look like, you know what I mean? But the 98.9%, 999, I know what they look like, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to put, you know, at least put one picture up there for a couple of days, then delete it, you know what I'm saying? Oh, they might screenshot it. Whatever, man. Come on, man. Relax. But it to me is weird talking to someone and you don't know what they look like, man. It's like, come on, man. Okay, your avatar. Yeah, all right. You like your avatar? Some people do, some people don't, man. I mean, it's like, yo, okay. You are, you're light skin, right? And your avatar is dark skin with blue eyes. Huh? Yeah. All right, then. I get it, though, man. It's an avatar, man. And one thing I noticed about the upgrade, you know, people still send me their shows. You know, that's cool. Certain people that I still listen to. Like I said, if I enjoy a show, I enjoy a show. And I will listen to it. Like I was trying to explain to a lot of people, the replays are very, very important. You know what I'm saying? That's building your catalog. But anyway, enough of that. What I have noticed about the avatar, check this out. The average person's attention span is what, 3 seconds? Now, if you notice, they made the avatar move his head to the left a little bit every 3 seconds. Then I think it's another 3 seconds. That's 6 seconds. It'll move to the right. Then another 3 seconds, 9 seconds, the eyebrows move. Huh. Are they doing that to make it cool or to keep your attention in a diversion from the shit show? Forgive me. Yo, I'm just in a real good mood because I am on vacation. And believe it or not, I went up to the store and I got me some Arabic coffee. That's right. Now, I don't give a fuck about Starbucks or any of that bullshit. Okay, Miami is really famous for coffee. I don't know if you ever had any Moroccan coffee, some real African coffee. Yeah, man, it'll have you wired, homeboy, for real. Okay, so that is one of the apps that I deleted and freed up a lot of time. And also, I felt a big burden lifting off of me. You know what I'm saying? It was like, a brush, spell it, A-B-E-R-A-S-T, a breath. It was like a breath of, it was like some fresh air, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, before I get up off of the stereo app and jump into the Haps TV app, there are two similar things that went on here. Now, as I was saying, as far as building a brand and all this, they at one in particular time, they had it so that you can link your stereo app to YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got a lot of people with a lot of subscribers on there. You know what I'm saying? Now, check it out. Let's say you had 20,000 people. I'm at 20,000 subscribers. You know what I'm saying? That's not paid for subscribers. That's just subscribers in general. If you're on stereo, you know the difference. But anyway, 15,000, 20,000. Now, a lot of people linked it to YouTube, right? Thinking, oh man, I got 25,000 people. If they all come to the YouTube page, I can get monetized and then be a baller. Oh, really? But first of all, you have 25,000 people subscribe to you, right? And you have, during a 2-hour show, you might have 1,000 people come in, but it's peak, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, basically your average might be 77, maybe 100 people in the chat at one time, which is cool, man. I don't care if it's 7 people. You have people in there. That's cool. But when you went to the YouTube, you have 4 people there. Interesting. Very interesting, no? But also, my beliefs that stereo took that off due to the simple point that you didn't read the guidelines. It's not stereo. It's not this shit show. You know what I'm saying? It's not a vlog, which I'm going to get into a little bit later. And you didn't read the guidelines. Do you know, I think there's like 1,050 keywords that you cannot say that will get your station flagged and banned? Oh my. But you went on there with that bullshit and Stereo said, oh, hell no. So they cut that out. But here's the cold part. It's a UK app, right? Stereo was originated in the UK. They bought all of these professional YouTubers to shit on y'all. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I apologize. My apologies. But anyway, I was checking it out, man, and they bought these professional YouTubers in there. Due to the simple fact, people were complaining about the money, right? Now, check it out. You do have donations, right? And of course, naturally, with any app, they're going to get a percentage. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get a percentage of your donations, right? So a lot of people on there were making $25 a show, which is cool, man. Especially if you don't have any CPMs. That's good. What are you talking about? But anyway, out of that $25, Stereo took, what, 10? And you're complaining. So what they did is they bought these professional YouTubers in there, these ballers. And within the first 20 seconds, they had damn near 9,000 people in the live chat. And not only that, that shit was going up. Because you know on Stereo how they do it, bing, with the donations. Man, that shit was like, bing, 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 like the Price is Right or some shit. I was like, damn. Not only that, they were also getting money from the Super Chat because they were live. You know what I'm saying? And they would get on there for what, half an hour, 15 minutes? 15 minutes to half an hour on a mediocre live stream, you know? Plus, when Stereo first came out, all the people with the check marks, they were getting paid. You know what I'm saying? They were getting paid to be on there, but you didn't know that. Now, those big time YouTubers, I'm pretty sure that they paid them to be on there. Even if they didn't, they still made money, not pocket watching anybody, but just analyzing the data from that live stream. Man, them motherfuckers was coming off of there with $5,000, $3,000 in half an hour, AKA Stereo just shit on you.
Excuse me. Are you having an orgasm?
Yeah, here we go. Here we go, yo. Check this out. All right, I'm going to leave y'all alone, Stereo. My bad. My apologies. I apologize for telling y'all what the fuck is really going on. Anyway, now, like I said, the difference between live streaming, podcasting, YouTube, and a vlog. Now, I am very, very disappointed in the Haps TV app. Now, don't get me wrong, it's a free app. And first and foremost, simply, if you want to build a brand, you're going to have to pay to play. You know what I'm saying? You can keep hustling on a free app. Don't get me wrong. There's been a lot of people that have made it on a free app. I mean, but if you really, really want to, you know what I mean, get into it, pay a couple of dollars. Come on, man. $13 a month, whatever, $16, $15, $20, whatever, man. If you really want to do this, you're going to have to pay to play. Now, when I first got on Haps TV, shout out to 72 the Architect, Mr. No Show, Red Sable, DJ Lala, The Guru Warrior, Ed Capone, Positive Vibes. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot. Oh, D-Win Legacy, Patrick, We Live on a Planet, Coffee Black, what's up, man? What's going on? Man, Fried Oreo, DeVille D.I. Man, there are so many people that I could sit here and shout out from the class of 2.0 on Anchor. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. I don't know why I just did that. I guess it's shout out time. But anyway, let's jump back into this Haps TV app. Now, with that being said, check this out. When I first got introduced to Haps TV, the way that they had it set up, you could multi-stream, which saved me a lot of space. You know what I'm saying? Bam, saved me a lot of space on my laptop, tablet, phone, whatever. I was streaming on my laptop. So it saved me a lot of space. I didn't have to edit. Only thing I had to do was do the live stream. Bam, went straight to YouTube. Camera clean, crisp. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of cameras, you know what a lot of people do? I'm going to drop this gem on you. You know what a lot of people do? They use the front of the phone instead of the back of the phone. That's what a real camera is. It shoots better. And I still use the front of the phone, even knowing that. But anyway, now, where was I at? Oh, yeah, Haps TV. Check this out. It started off as a dope-ass app. I mean, they had it so you could do your backup. You know what I'm saying? You could do an intro. You had the choice between portrait mode and landscape mode, which landscape mode on YouTube covers the whole screen versus portrait mode, which gives you those two black, you know what I mean? The two black stuff. You have to blur it out and all this. That's basically editing. That's not what I was doing. And after that, okay, you can make a intro. They had a built-in intro, 20-second countdown. That was dope. Or you could export one of your videos that you made yourself or intro, which was super dope. Also, they had the donations. Now, here's the thing about that. Once you subscribe or upload the app or whatever, you get a certain amount of money. You get virtual coins. You know what I'm saying? Let's say I think they give you like 500 coins. No, 1,000, something. I forgot. Anyway, they give you a certain amount of coins right now. Out of those coins, 50 coins, I think that's 20 cents. 100 coins, that's a dollar. You know what I'm saying? You can do 10 cents. You can do 20 cents. That shit adds up. You know what I'm saying? And in the chat, you know, when I first got on there, I was like, oh, donations. Okay, boom. Somebody sent me a dollar. A dollar? Like, 4 quarters, 10 dimes, 20 nickels, 100 pennies. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. Bam, bam, bam. You get in there. Okay, let's say you made $5. Whatever. That's cool, man. And being consistent, those $5 add up. You know what I'm saying? I was averaging, I don't know, $5, $10 a show, something like that. I don't know what was going up. And that was cool, man. It made me feel like I'm not wasting my time. I'm here working and I'm getting something for my efforts to create good content. You know what I'm saying? People appreciate it. Bim, bim, bim. They hit it. Now, with that being said, for some odd reason, after that, they went to the portrait mode. You know what I'm saying? They went to the portrait mode. And like when people were giving you donations, they had it across the top of the screen, the whole screen, and a big ass heart would float up through, you know, it would fill up the blank spaces on the right and the left, all that dark screen. So it didn't look that bad. It looked kind of cool, actually. But with that being said, they cut that out. And also something that really, really interests me about this app. They said that you were going to be able to go to Instagram. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been live. I think I've been live on Instagram once. And that was on my other page, Cybershots, which I don't even, haven't been on there in years. It was with the professor. But anyway, I think I did Instagram twice. Yeah, I did Instagram live twice. But my thing is this. Okay, if I'm, they also used to have Telegram. My thing is this. If I can go to Telegram, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch at one time, and as soon as I finish the stream, it's already launched. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to waste time editing and doing all this. It's actually live, which is cool, man. That's the main reason that I was digging the app. Now, I noticed that the donations are gone. Whatever. Every time I go say, okay, make your own video intro. Coming soon. Bullshit. Instagram. Stream live on Instagram. Bullshit. The portrait mode is mandatory. You can't go to landscape mode. So that makes your YouTube look like you're shooting it on the phone, man, when you're using a laptop. That's bogus. Now, same scenario, different app. Instead of Haps TV bringing in professional YouTubers, this is what they did. They bought in professional TikTokers. That's right. Okay. So they bought in professional TikTokers, right? And musicians also. Now don't get me wrong, they got a lot of dope musicians out there. They got a lot of dope singers out there. But however, they did the same thing Stereo did, but they bought in professional TikTokers. Now I saw this one dude. You know how they do the sponsor thing, just come across your feed. I'm like, look, man, this dude looks like a dork. I don't want to hear this dude. But anyway, he was a professional TikToker. I said, okay, let me check him out, man, because the numbers were going up. First minute and 30 seconds, 9,000 people in the chat. I'm like, oh, okay, buddy, do this. Buddy ain't playing around. Now, he's not here to defend himself, so I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. When he came on there, he was like, yo, I'm from TikTok, blahzy blah, whoopty whoop. I was like, okay, so his people, you know, he probably posted a notice or whatever saying he's going to be on Habs TV, whatever. Anyway, his fan base or whatever, his nation that he's built, you know, you just don't have 9,000 people pull up in your chat within the first minute and 30 seconds unless you do the damn thing. And he was like, hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? Let's hang out. Yeah, I'm going to listen to some music. Yeah, I'm going to play some music. That's one cool thing about Habs. You can play music without a copyright and infringement. I don't know how the hell they're getting away with that. Anyway, moving right along. So he's up there. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, let's check it out. Okay. All right. Hang out, guys. Listen to the music. And by the way, his studio was dope as hell. His studio was LED lights, curved monitors, shit was dope. Nice microphone. Anyway, hey, I ain't hating on homeboy. He's doing his thing. But however, I was hating on the way that they just put him up there to come across my feed. Anyway. So I said, what the hell? Let me sit back and check out Buddy. Maybe I can learn something. So anyway, he only came on there one time. This is what he did. Hey, what's up, everybody? What's going on? I'm going to hang out. I'm going to have a good time. How was your day? Like, this goofy-ass motherfucker on my screen. But anyway, I was checking him out. Hey,
okay, what's this? This is a test. What's up? Play some music. Hang out. What's this? Instagram? Go live on Instagram? No, not that. Okay, can't do that.
Also, they have TikTok linked in there, supposedly. Yeah, TikTok is linked on there also.
TikTok? Hey, what's up? It's not working. Okay. This is not working. I'm going to hang out. Play some music.
Man, he couldn't get in the chat either. That's another thing. How the hell are you going to have, you know what I'm saying, people coming in your chat, they're responding to your content, and you can't type anything. You know, sometimes you just want to stay focused and continue to keep talking. You know what I mean? Versus, like somebody say, yo, what's up, man? Yo, blahzy blah, whoopty whoop. And you could just, you know, type it up. So at this in particular time, I was on there. Aunt Capone was in there and a couple other people. And I'm staying focused on the topic at hand. So I try to type in the chat, right? Nothing. It's not coming on. So I had to take my phone during the live stream, take my phone, log into my other account, the same account, on the phone from a different device and tap in the chat. But that was throwing me off. You know what I'm saying? Why the hell should I have to use my phone when it's right here? The bottom line is this. Also, they bought those professional TikTokers to shit on y'all there. Now, this is my idea of the scenario that they're doing with Habs TV. Now, they used to have all these ballers on there that would come on every day. Oh, yeah, Habs stream of the week and all this bullshit, right? They would come on there with that, you know what I mean? And those guys disappeared. The donations disappeared. You're only stuck in portrait mode. Now, with that being said, this is a vlogging app. You know what I'm saying? This is a vlogging app. This is not a video chat. This is not a YouTube stream. This is not, well, I guess Twitter, you can vlog on there or whatever. But it's basically used for a vlog. This is not a video chat. This is not made for YouTube. This is made for vloggers, which is pretty cool if that's the space that you want to be in. You know what I'm saying? And by me not being able to go live every day like I was doing, threw my whole algorithm off on my main YouTube page. You know what I'm saying? Just threw me off. So this means that I have to go back. I have to edit the YouTube video. I have to use up more space. You know what I mean? And make the thumbnails and all that, whatever. Just to get my YouTube up there, my main page. If I would have known that, I would have just been like, yo, you know what? I'm not even going to waste my time on here. But once again, that's the deal on the Habs TV. You know what I'm saying? So to sum it all up, vlogging, if you want to be a vlogger, Habs TV is good for being a vlogger. Stereo is good for networking. Well, not what the hell? The hell you say? Stereo is good for chit-chat. You know what I'm saying? Stereo is good for chit-chat and mingling and talking shit. You know what I'm saying? That is a great app for that. And once again, getting back to the Habs TV, don't get me wrong, you got some dope vloggers because the majority of those people came from Periscope, you know what I'm saying? Which Twitter has taken over, so they just link that in there like that. Now, I've seen people on there playing Uno, you know, vibing out, and it's a whole different structure of live streaming, which is dope. That's not my forte, man. I'm not on there for that, you know what I'm saying? But I do listen to a lot of streams on there, and I'm debating on whether I should delete this app or not, or should I just keep it for a vlog? You know what I'm saying? I'm not really on there to talk to people, and you know what I'm saying? That's not my thing. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not a vlogger. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you can start your vlog up and get you. No. Check this out. If you're on Habs TV, smash that iHeartRadio link, and then you'll know a little bit more about me. I mean, they had it so you could do your backup. You know what I'm saying? You could do an intro. You had the choice between portrait mode and landscape mode, which landscape mode on YouTube covers the whole screen versus portrait mode, which gives you those two black, you know what I mean? The two black stuff. You have to blur it out and all this. That's basically editing. That's not what I was doing. And after that, okay, you can make a intro. They had a built-in intro, 20-second countdown. That was dope. Or you could export one of your videos that you made yourself or intro, which was super dope. Also, they had the donations. Now, here's the thing about that. Once you subscribe or upload the app or whatever, you get a certain amount of money. You get virtual coins. You know what I'm saying? Let's say I think they give you like 500 coins. No, 1,000, something. I forgot. Anyway, they give you a certain amount of coins right now. Out of those coins, 50 coins, I think that's 20 cents. 100 coins, that's a dollar. You know what I'm saying? You could do 10 cents. You can do 20 cents. That shit adds up. You know what I'm saying? And in the chat, you know, when I first got on there, I was like, oh, donations. Okay, boom. Somebody sent me a dollar. A dollar? Like 4 quarters, 10 dimes, 20 nickels, 100 pennies. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. Bam, bam, bam. You get in there. Okay, let's say you made $5. Whatever. That's cool, man. And being consistent, those $5 add up. You know what I'm saying? I was averaging, I don't know, $5, $10 a show, something like that. I don't know what was going up. And that was cool, man. It made me feel like I'm not wasting my time. I'm here working and I'm getting something for my efforts to create good content. You know what I'm saying? People appreciate it. Bim, bim, bim. They hit it. Now, with that being said, for some odd reason, after that, they went to the portrait mode. You know what I'm saying? They went to the portrait mode and like when people were giving you donations, they had it across the top of the screen, the whole screen, and a big ass heart would float up through, you know, it would fill up the blank spaces on the right and the left, all that dark screen. So it didn't look that bad. It looked kind of cool, actually. But with that being said, they cut that out. And also something that really, really interests me about this app. They said that you were going to be able to go to Instagram. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been live. I think I've been live on Instagram once, and that was on my other page, Cybershots, which I don't even haven't been on there in years. It was with the professor. But anyway, I think I did Instagram twice. Yeah, I did Instagram live twice. But my thing is this. Okay, they also used to have Telegram. My thing is this. If I can go to Telegram, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch at one time, and as soon as I finish the stream, it's already launched. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to waste time editing and doing all this. It's actually live, which is cool, man. That's the main reason that I was digging the app. Now, I noticed that the donations are gone. Whatever. Every time I go say, okay, make your own video intro. Coming soon. Bullshit. Instagram. Stream live on Instagram. Bullshit. The portrait mode is mandatory. You can't go to landscape mode. So that makes your YouTube look like you're shooting it on the phone, man, when you're using a laptop. That's bogus. Now, same scenario, different app. Instead of Habs TV bringing in professional YouTubers, this is what they did. They bought in professional TikTokers. That's right. So they bought in professional TikTokers, right? And musicians also. They got, now don't get me wrong, they got a lot of dope musicians out there. They got a lot of dope singers out there. But however, they did the same thing Stereo did, but they bought in professional TikTokers. Now, I saw this one dude. You know how they do the sponsor thing, just come across your feed. I'm like, look, man, this dude looks like a dork. I don't want to hear this dude. But anyway, he was a professional TikToker. I said, okay, let me check him out, man, because the numbers were going up. First minute and 30 seconds, 9,000 people in the chat. I'm like, oh, okay, buddy, do this. Buddy ain't playing around. Now, he's not here to defend himself, so I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. When he came on there, he was like, yo, I'm from TikTok, blahzy blah, whoopty whoop. I was like, okay. So his people, you know, he probably posted a notice or whatever saying he's gonna be on Habs TV, whatever. Anyway, his fan base or whatever, his nation that he's built, you know, you just don't have 9,000 people pull up in your chat within the first minute and 30 seconds unless you do the damn thing. And he was like, hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? Let's hang out. Yeah, I'm gonna listen to some music. Yeah, I'm gonna play some music. That's one cool thing about Habs. You can play music without a copyright and infringement. I don't know how the hell they're getting away with that. Anyway, moving right along. So he's up there. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, let's check it out. Okay. All right. Hang out, guys. Listen to the music. And by the way, his studio was dope as hell. His studio was LED lights, curved monitors, fucking. Yeah, shit was dope. Nice microphone. Anyway, hey, I ain't hating on homeboy. He's doing his thing. But however, I was hating on the way that they just put him up there to come across my feed. Anyway, so I said, what the hell? Let me sit back and check out Buddy. Maybe I can learn something. So anyway, this he only came on there one time. This is what he did. Hey, what's up, everybody? What's going on? I'm going to hang out. I'm going to have a good time. How was your day? Like, this goofy-ass motherfucker running on my screen. Oh, fuck out of here. But anyway, I was checking him out. Hey, okay, what's this? This is a test. What's up? Play some music. Hang out. What's this? Instagram? Go live on Instagram? No, not that. Okay, can't do that. Also, they have TikTok linked in there, supposedly. Yeah, TikTok is linked on there also. TikTok? Hey, what's up? It's not working. Okay. This is not working. I'm going to hang out. Play some music. Man, he kept, and he couldn't get in the chat either. That's another thing. How the hell are you going to have, you know what I'm saying, people coming in your chat, they're responding to your content, and you can't type anything. You know, sometimes you just want to stay focused and continue to keep talking. You know what I mean? Versus, you know, like, somebody say, yo, what's up, man? Yo, blahzy blah, whoop-de-whoop. And you can just, you know, type it up. So at this in particular time, I was on there. Aunt Capone was in there and a couple other people. And I'm staying focused on the topic at hand. So I try to type in the chat, right? Nothing. It's not coming on. So I had to take my phone during the live stream, take my phone, log into my other account, the same account on the phone from a different device and tap in the chat. But that was throwing me off. You know what I'm saying? Why the hell should I have to use my phone when it's right here? The bottom line is this. Also, they bought those professional TikTokers to shit on y'all there. Now, this is my idea of the scenario that they're doing with Habs TV. Now, they used to have all these ballers on there that'll come on every day. Oh, yeah, Habs stream of the week and all this bullshit, right? They would come on there with that, you know what I mean? And those guys disappeared. The donations disappeared. You're only stuck in portrait mode. Now, with that being said, this is a vlogging app. You know what I'm saying? This is a vlogging app. This is not a video chat. This is not a YouTube stream. This is not, well, I guess Twitter, you can vlog on there or whatever. But it's basically used for a vlog. This is not a video chat. This is not made for YouTube. This is made for vloggers, which is pretty cool if that's the space that you want to be in. You know what I'm saying? And by me not being able to go live every day like I was doing, threw my whole algorithm off on my main YouTube page. You know what I'm saying? Just threw me off. So this means that I have to go back. I have to edit the YouTube video. I have to use up more space. You know what I mean? And make the thumbnails and all that, whatever. Just to get my YouTube up there, my main page. If I would have known that, I would have just been like, yo, you know what? I'm not even going to waste my time on here. But once again, that's the deal on the Habs TV. You know what I'm saying? So to sum it all up, vlogging, if you want to be a vlogger, Haps TV is good for being a vlogger. Stereo is good for networking. Well, not what the hell? The hell you say? Stereo is good for chit-chat. You know what I'm saying? Stereo is good for chit-chat and mingling and talking shit. You know what I'm saying? That is a great app for that. And once again, getting back to the Haps TV, don't get me wrong. You got some dope vloggers because the majority of those people came from Periscope. You know what I'm saying? Which Twitter has taken over. So they just link that in there like that. Now, I've seen people on there playing Uno, you know, vibing out. And it's a whole different structure of live streaming, which is dope. That's not my forte, man. I'm not on there for that. You know what I'm saying? But I do listen to a lot of streams on there. And I'm debating on whether I should delete this app or not. Or should I just keep it for a vlog? You know what I'm saying? I'm not really on there to talk to people. And you know what I'm saying? That's not my thing. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not a vlogger. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you can start your vlog up and get you. No. Check this out. If you're on Haps TV, smash that iHeartRadio link, and then you'll know a little bit more about me.
Excuse me. Are you having an orgasm?
Hey. And with that being said, I'm going to take this time to thank each and every one of you for stopping by. You could have been anywhere doing anything, but you took this time to spend it with me. Without no you, there is no me, which equals we. So, like I said, I'm on vacation. I'm about to go jump on these YouTube streets, you know what I mean? Part one podcast down, now it's time to go do some YouTube, you heard me? On the grind. What are you talking about?
What you doing for vacation?
Yeah, all right, then. You know what I'm doing. And with that being said, I am up out of this bitch.